Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kita Sprock is here. Kita is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, joining us all the way from Ottawa, Canada. She's our happiness expert, and on so many other levels, she contributes to the joy and the success in our lives. She's the author of a bunch of books, including Tipping Point to Happiness. She co-authored that book, as well as another one that's all hers, The Simple Life. She's our good friend, Kita. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Kita, I know you've got reinvention on your mind, and I was telling the audience before you got here that I've reinvented myself many times. I could probably, if I went all the way through and was really, really counted it hard, I could probably come up with at least a dozen examples of when I've reinvented myself, some minor, some major. And most of the time, it was on my terms, but some of the times it was thrust upon me. When you think of reinvention, what do you think?
Well, the thing is, I do agree, Jim, that sometimes we are reinventing ourselves because we've come to a point. There's something that has caused us to stop and say, there's something here that needs changing. And obviously, mm-hmm. all of us are aware of what's happened in the last number of months, and there's not one person on this entire planet that doesn't feel some kind of repercussion given what has gone on.
It's been thrust upon us, hasn't it?
Yeah. But in one way, it's interesting, as you were saying, life has a way of sometimes giving us an incredible bit of evidence. Sometimes a huge, it could be a 2x4 over the head, and this is what this might be in terms of who we are as people. What are we doing on this planet? How are we living? How are we treating others? All that kind of thing. And, of mm-hmm. course, that can all go back to one's business, of course.
Right. No, there's no question about it. And of course, now, in my lifetime, Kita, there's never been another time. And maybe not even in the history of America that we've had a reinvention. Maybe the Civil War was an example when every person in the country, without exception, has been affected. Their lives have been disrupted, and reinvention has been thrust upon them. I mean, look at the little children. Look at the school children. You think they haven't had to reinvent their education? I mean, they've had to be part of that. Look at moms and parents, but especially single moms, how they've had to reinvent themselves. And then, when you think about business owners, which is what we do here. I mean, I've been writing now for over a year. I wrote my first pandemic article before we knew it was a pandemic in February of last year. I've been talking about what I'm calling the new regular. There's nothing normal about what's going forward. We're going to be in something I call the new regular. Well, that's another way of saying reinvention, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And in one particular way, I see reinvention as a need and also the desire to reach out so that if we have that business that's going, we realize that we're all in this together. And so there is that propensity now to reach out and instead of isolate and perhaps be separate and compete, against somebody else, you are reaching out and looking at collaboration, cooperation,
right.
Sticking together. And this to me is fascinating, and it also shows how humanity is moving from the separate to the togetherness.
Explain
to the
that.
Community.
Explain that.
In other words, I think in past decades, the system of competition, survival of the fittest, that kind of thing, was sort of the going norm Mm-hmm. In the, especially, war, post-war, into the 50s and 60s, everybody for themselves, you know, top men on the pole, on the totem pole, I'm going to win, you're going to lose, this kind of adage.
Mm-hmm.
What is occurring now is the fact that people realize, yes, you initially in fight or flight, you isolated, which was our initial consequence of what happened. But I think now we're sort of all starting to turn around and go, hey, I can't block myself in my house. Is that the way I want to live life? I realize I may have to somehow pivot here and start reaching out. Maybe my neighbor needs help. Maybe if I piggyback with the local business that is a complement to what I do, we can actually come out even stronger.
Well, exactly, and the main thing, though, that I think will be a modification of what you just said is the natural desire of humans to seek excellence, which is not to say perfection, and by that I mean I'm going to seek excellence, and if I can help you, if you allow me to help you while I'm seeking excellence, then I will. But there are people out there who have different definitions of excellence, if my idea of excellence is greater than theirs, then I'll leave them behind. I'll seek my own excellence, my own innovation. But I wrote down some thoughts here as you were talking. Reinvention, whether it's thrust upon you or whether it's by your own design, I think the first thing you have to do is accept that it is going to happen. And I think even without the pandemic, we were all reinventing ourselves as we've talked about. But now post pandemic, the first thing to do is acceptance. And I worry that there are small business owners out there who aren't going to make it because they're still in denial that the way they go to market has changed. It's going to change. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you. I think the idea of accepting is that it's a state of allowing, and it's not giving up. It's not surrendering. It's not sort of lying down on your back and giving up at all. What it is a real cognizance of the reality around you. And in that recognition, you then recalibrate.
Right.
And that is a form of reinvention.
And believing what you see. Believing that, that what's the reality in front of you is your reality. Hold on to that thought. I wrote a couple of other words down I wanted to get Keita's thoughts on. I think you'll enjoy that. Her thoughts on these. After the break, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingham. Keita Spak, S-Z-P-A-K is how you spell her last name. Keita with a K. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.